You see, the points that are being made are always consistent. They're always the same. They always come back with a shot from different angles. You know, sometime it'll talk about this, sometime it'll talk about that. It's talking the same thing. That's what this is very nice about. It always comes back to the same point. It means it's easy to understand what should be done. Like that, because all different aspects. Otherwise, there's only a few points, but then, you know, 100,000 verses that establish it.
On the end of the Adiparva, there'll be a few supreme lords because it's already been printed out before.
As long as you're aware. Means grandsire being capital naturally because that's
like
a position.
Yeah.
But supreme lord, then you have to always be careful because they'll use Brahma supreme lord or Shiva supreme lord or like that.
Say
God of gods, it'll also be, they have capital G and then God as God of gods, small G. It should just be both small. Because
okay,
it says Mahadev, God of gods.
But they should both be small because any like demigods should be.
Like that, unless God of gods simply here means, from what I understand, is capital generally in this case always refers to this supreme.
The supreme.
Like that. So then I would have a tendency to just
lower
use the lowercase.
Yeah, so these things I can go through. What I wondered as well, I was going to double check with the BBT guidelines, because I'm trying to, so I commonize everything in the sense that, you know, you get the rishis, the suras, these are all italicized. So some, I'm trying to make them common.
Means anything that's not an English word, that's a Sanskrit word that we're using, then it's italicized.
Okay, because then I wanted to just...
just
I
whatever the BBT
one,
standard
through,
is used.
Yeah,
that.
And just
that works good.
Just makes it tiny. Okay.
Yeah, makes it tiny, like that. But if in here, if it means this is using, but if they're using British spelling, no, here's not using British spelling, like that. So it doesn't matter. Okay. Jai ho, sir.
Jai ho. In this. How you elaborate on the Brahma, of course, he's creator, let's say, for the point of view of materialistic person, just Brahma, he's creator. And from the Vaishnava's point of view, we know that everything comes from Krishna. So in this case, he creates this lady.
Well, that's why it indicates, so you can see there what's the actual position by how Vyasadeva says, but you can also make the mistake. That's the thing, is the Vedas, they don't say that Brahma and Shiva are supreme.
Okay.
They write it in such a way that they are supreme in their own area. But it means, as you say they're supreme, but you mean it what they're do. It's not, it means the absolutes, but like that, because it's written in such a way that those who are inclined to demigod worship can make the mistake.
That's why it's so important how you're addressing this point grammatically.
But
in the other fuller analysis of technicality, that is explained how we can figure giving life, you know, that's in the mystical way that we know from his mind and all that, but in this case, Lyutama.
Tilottama.
She's created.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
because he creates all the other forms of life, so then.
So
he's just manifesting what beauty is already there.
Yeah.
In other words, they can't create a beauty beyond what's created by Krishna.
But from the point of view of the jiva, you know, the jiva is the one that.
It's just a matter of. Means jivas come into any situation that is favorable towards life.
Correct.
You know, it's just like if you have a tree that by cutting a branch that it could be planted and grow, as soon as you cut it, a jiva enters
there.
Like that. Then you put it into the ground, then according to that jiva's karma, it may grow or not grow.
Correct.
But if it's a kind of tree where by cutting it, it won't grow, so when you cut it, no jiva comes. So as soon as there's an opportunity, though, immediately somebody will come in.
That's correct. But in this case, he cannot manage that. Brahma, or he had the control of...
No, because it's a matter of there must be some system of that he can, that he de- that he that through his mind, because he creates his mind.
But he is the vehicle, he's not the creator.
No, he's not. When we say creator, we mean the... the person who does the construction.
Yeah.
But the actual creator is the architect. You know? So in other words, Krishna's already in the primary creation made all everything that there is. The whole concepts of all the species, the mountains, the hills, the, you know, the stars, everything like this, time and that. But Brahma manifested, so it's all just kept in the lotus. What I said mentioned in the first day is that it's the Padma Kalpa, because then it is the day of the lotus, so it's all happening there. Then Brahma, through his mind, manifests it. So then the jivas that belong in those positions, then they come in. So then there'll be a jiva that it is their, you know, inclination to be Tilottama, right? Because it's a position. There'll always be a Tilottama. Every creation will be, just like there'll always be an Urvasa, there'll always be a Rumba.
Maybe changing the way of operating, because everyone
maybe.
Is an individual. But
yeah, maybe she didn't wear a red cloth, right. Or a white cloth, right. Or she came in wet, or she was playing with a ball, you know, something. But
the script is there, but then the way of acting is individual.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The main thing is always the same, but the detail will be slightly different. You know, it's just like every day you eat food, but what food you eat, you know, will be slightly different.
Even Krishna is doing that. I mean, it's in every universe, maybe another Gita in its form.
It's the same points, but exactly how it will move or the exact order of the questions, that might change, but the points that are made are the same.
Of course.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it maintains the tattva, but the rasa changes.
May change, yeah, or some aspect of, I mean, the tattva will always be there, but yeah, some aspect of the rasa will be adjusted for flavor.
Right.
Just like in Brahma Samhita, those last few verses, after 50, I think it's 55 or 56, then it goes back into the Anustup, the short verses, and then Krishna gives like the essence of the scriptures in a few verses, like that. And it's very, you see in some of the verses, are very similar to Gita verses, like that. He uses that. So it's that essential point basically speaks in the Gita, you know, the Chaturshloki, he'll speak in the Bhagavatam, he speaks it in the Brahma Samhita. You know, so different places he'll give the same thing, because it's the key that what makes it work.
Great.
You know, because he is a person and that's what he likes. You know, like that. So it works. Like that. And because he's perfect, therefore, what he likes is eternally perfect also. So you can do it forever and it never gets old. So.
But it's always the particular aspect of the taste, where you want to taste a particular
Because Krishna is always expanding. Therefore, the field of the Sankarshan aspect is always increasing. Therefore, then there's always something new to be attracted to. So that's why Krishna is always attractive. So when Radharani sees Krishna, again, even though she's seen him just, you know, in the morning or the evening before, he looks completely new. It's a new attraction. Therefore, that the when they meet, there's always the Madan Mohan aspect of the Leela, then the Govinda, which is standard, and then the Gopinath. So that Madan Mohan is always ever fresh, because it's ever fresh. And as he manifests something, Radharani will manifest the exact same complementary feature. So therefore, she is also new and fresh.
I noticed that you stress very much the three principles, which actually are the, like a sort of parameter or law in the formula, the scientific. I mean, from the basic, we can say, okay, Madhava Mohan as Sambandha, and then Gopinath Vidheha and Pradhana, Govinda Vidheha. Also, from the bottom line, we can say, like, Jiva, because it's relationship, the Jiva, then Avideha Guru, and then the goal is Govinda. I mean, where I am, where I should go, and how I get there. But then, you use in very other subtle aspects, you know. For instance, how you define yin and sambandha, which is
it's relationship.
But it's also
but it also has the field of activities and the attraction to that field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you have shankarshan and pajumna. Mm-hmm. Because from the field comes interest in dealing with the field.
Yes.
That's, I mean, it's prajumna. Because
mm-hmm.
prajumna is expanded from shankarshan.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.